was it? I saw it. It was right there. Where was it? I don't know. I saw it. It was right there. But did you see it? It was right there. Oh no, I didn't see it. It was there. Maybe I did see it, but I don't know. I'm not all there. Maybe I like standing in my underwear. I know people could see me, but I don't care. There may be more, but I don't know. There might be more, but I don't know.
Is flat Earth real?
There's this fucking... And I always see those videos where it's like, you know, out at sea. And they're like, here's how you prove it. You know, you zoom in with...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen those, too, where, like, the ship was, like, over the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And then and they zoomed in, and they could see it clear as day. Again.
And if it was over the horizon, just zooming in is not going to bring it back.
Yeah. And, like, they're right about, like, when it like, goes away. Because it's, like, perspective or whatever. How perspective works. Or vantage point, I think is what they call it.
Okay.
But, like, it's like when you're standing on a street and you see all the street lights. They're, like, it looks like some are taller than the others, but they're really the same height.
Right? Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So it's that.
So it would shrink naturally as it goes away in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would see the top, is what they say, that you see the top of the fucking stern or whatever last when it goes over the horizon.
Fuck.
But then you zoom in and you see the boat. It's like,
you
why?
See the whole thing.
Yeah, that blows my mind. But another stupid thing, I think, when people are like, oh, flat Earth is real, then you should be able to look at a telescope and then you'll see the back of your head. No. This isn't a fucking video game.
How the hell does that make
sense? Yeah, this isn't a video game.
A very advanced video game.
It could be a video game. It could be a simulation, for
right?
All we know.
That part might be real. Who do we know? Yeah, that's funny. Could be.
I mean, realistically, you would just see off into space eventually if the world was flat. Realistically. If you had a big enough telescope and you could look far enough away, all you would see is space, right? Or whatever blackness.
But isn't that what happens now?
Yeah, I mean,
you peer out,
but you could look up and down, but like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not convinced. The world could be a fucking tetrahedra for all I care.
Trapped.
I don't really give a shit what shape the Earth is, personally.
Yeah. Or how hollow it is?
Yeah, like, there's different versions of Earth. Hollow Earth, flat Earth, round Earth. What about spherical Earth?
Spherical.
Oh, wait. I mean, not spherical. What about square Earth?
Yeah, I want something like that.
Let's make up that fucking myth.
Square Earth?
I don't know. I talked to this guy. He was like, he was a mathematician, and he was kind of autistic. It was in a mental hospital, of course. And yes, I've been in a mental hospital. But anyways, he was... Like, no matter how dumb you think somebody, he was like a genius type. Like, you know how people like that are just like, they're mental, but they're so fucking smart.
They do excel on other.
Yeah, like he was a good mathematician, dude. He's like, I crunch numbers and I think the world is a giant tetrahedra or something like that. I was like, damn, that's kind of trippy. And he kind of explained it to me where I could understand it. Of course, I couldn't explain it how he did.
Tetrahedron.
Yeah, just because it's like huge. I don't know. Or maybe it's just like that's the. You know how like shapes work? You know? They start out like. I don't know. I feel like they. Like squares and circles are. Like you get a square out of a circle.
Or you know? Can make the two out of each other.
Yeah, yeah.
With math.
They're interchangeable.
With math, I'm sure, yeah.
Hmm. The ratios and all that shit. You have to find the ratio. So, like, maybe inside the Earth, like, its outer shell, maybe there is a giant fucking tetrahedron inside there.
A hidden square in there.
And it's, like, a certain... I don't know, maybe it's all the minerals and shit.
Fuck.
Well,
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, all... Each one of the points is, like, a, you know, a point on Earth.
Well, even, like, Nikola Tesla... Like, was trying to show everybody that the world is a giant magnetic sphere, you know, or, like, basically it's electrical. You could put current through it and shit. And the fact that he was doing that over 100 years ago almost now.
Man, I know. How did he figure that out? How did he first come to that conclusion? Like, I can use the entire world for electricity.
He just did experiments, man, and he found out that he could do it. I honestly think he was what they call an incarnated soul, you know, like...
An old soul.
He was here to bring us... Yeah, he was here to bring us some stuff. Just like all these other people that are, like, known throughout history for, like, changing people's minds and shit. I think they're all incarnated souls. Maybe we all are. Who knows?
At this point, I know. Maybe at least once or twice.
Yeah, definitely. It's just weird because, like, how do we even know that? And, like, how do we remember our past lives? There's got to be a way to do that.
And yeah, there's like a... what's
meditation?
The term?
I heard of... You ever heard of the Akashic Records?
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to tap into. And I just found out, you ever heard of the Palladians?
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're in charge of the Akashic Records or something like that. They're in,
they're the ones that come from Lyra, huh?
No, that's the Lyrans, the cat people.
Mm-hmm.
Or the cat-ish, cat feline-like people. Palladians come from the Palladian star cluster, which has multiple stars and multiple solar systems, I think. And there's like a bunch of different other planets.
That guy, the one who was from Switzerland, Billy Meyer, I think, or something like that, he had a crazy story, and he said he was the Palladian, them, like,
yeah.
Every time he came down and had an encounter, it was their race.
Well, they even say, like, well, at least, I don't know who says it, but they, who are they?
They.
But, I heard somewhere where the Palladian star cluster crashed through our galaxy, like, millions of years ago, and like, that's how they found Earth or something like that, and Mars was like a system at that time too, and that's...
Ooh.
Like Atlantis and all that shit was all around that time, dude.
Okay.
Like,
so there was already people on Mars.
Oh dude, I bet like
by the time they came,
there's been life out there before we even existed, man, like for millions of years, billions of years. I think the world or the universe itself is like, there's no number to it, there's no number to infinity, man.
Right. So there's really no telling then, huh? Yeah.
No.
How old it actually is.
Yeah. We say our sun is like 13 billion years old, or our maybe our galaxy alone. There's multiple galaxies, but like, who knows? But that's just a number I think we try to put on like carbon dating and shit. Maybe. Who knows? Because how do we know that shit? How do we measure that stuff?
In general.
Yeah. How do they know the sun is so many years old, and how do they know the Earth is so many years old? The only kind of testing they can do is, like, I don't know, what, carbon testing, maybe? That's the only thing I can think of, really.
It's gotta be also the light and shit.
Yeah, but, like, carbon has a shelf life, probably, you think? Like, it evaporates, not evaporates, but, like, changes into something else. I mean, obviously, it changes into diamonds. It forms other things. Like, energy is not... never destroyed. It's always...
recreated.
Recreated, I guess. Yeah. Reformed. Maybe that's, like, what our bodies and our souls... When they die, they just kind of, like... Obviously, your body stays here. But, like, your soul... Maybe takes time to form into another form of life. In a different kind of reality.
In a different... Shape to shape, way, and everything.
It would be a different reality, because even if you reincarnated as like a rock or just an animal, your world is different, your universe is different.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, like the whole fish thing, you know, like they're kind of 2D, like.
Yeah, and cats too, like cats are like 3D or 4D or 5D. I don't know, I think cats are in and out of the spiritual end.
They do always seem to see shit.
Yeah.
More than dogs, usually.
They do.
It's always
cats are more
in
tune with the spiritual realm, I believe.
But why?
But why? Wouldn't that be weird, though, if, like, the pyramids were somehow, like, even deeper underground and shit, and it was, like, some sort of, like, design like that. Like, inside the earth was just, like, a giant fucking... It's a building, and then inside is hollow...
Bloody hell.
But like all these pyramids are tied together. That's just like the outside of where the inner part is sticking out. So it's like pyramid here, pyramid. And it's just, if you took the Earth's crust away and all the water and that was on top of it, it would just be a giant structure with all these pyramid points.
Shit. Is that like an engine or what?
Probably.
What is it? Or also allow them to travel underground.
Maybe that's where they get the idea of the molten sun or the molten rock on the inside. It's actually a miniature sun, is what they say with the hollow Earth.
Yeah. I've heard that. Wow, I mean, I can see that shit. Damn, yeah. Imagine. That's like some Stargate shit. You
know? It is kind of, huh? Like, I mean, like, we say, oh, the Earth was built, like, boom, or whatever, or made by God or whatever, or even just forces of nature. Whichever one you believe, doesn't really matter, I guess, because it was created somehow.
Somehow.
What if those forces are like us? They're like us in this dimension as far as physical beings. But they could also tap into those higher dimensions so they can create shit, you know? Or maybe there are higher dimensional beings that created our 3D dimensional, you know, plane of existence.
Just to what? Like, just
because? Because they can and they kind of have to, like... I mean, like, what's the point of life? To create things, really. I mean, to me, that's the point of life, is so things can create things and happen. Otherwise, there would be no point to life.
Man.
If you couldn't create things, there'd be no point to life, really.
I guess, huh? Especially if you're, you know, a giant eternal being somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
But where did they get their life?
I know. That's that's the biggest question, I think, is, like, where did God get their life from?
And those type of
beings, yeah, like, you know? Higher dimensional beings, like, maybe they just manifested through time and, or whatever we consider as time, very linear process, but, like, yes, that's what it would be, though, on a linear sense, you know, it would be, oh, just forming into nothing out of nothing. Like particles and shit. Yeah, it blows my mind. Like, how does that get created?
I wonder how they went about creating representations of themselves. You know, if what we think is people's encounters throughout biblical history.
Yeah.
If angels were, you know.
Physical beings or just light beings.
Uh-huh, you know. Or they weren't, you know, and so they had to make a body when they got here.
Yeah, I just heard a thing, too, about that. Like, this guy was talking about falling stars. He's like, stars don't fall. He's like, they're fallen angels, or what are fallen angels? Are devils, or demons. I don't know, but you're right. Like, how do they get that idea of a physical body? Like, how do they know to manifest a physical body?
Right? How did they know they could do it and then shape it how they wanted?
Like, what came first? Was it light or like physical matter? You know, because aren't the two of them, like, they're opposite sides of the spectrum? Yes, because one's physical and one's, I guess, particle or a wave, isn't it? I think they're saying light is a particle and a wave.
So, like, the first stars that were born and made light. And so, what?
Yeah.
What would that light be?
Right?
And now, time for a smoke break.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, in the Book of Enoch, it talked about when God made the heavens and the earth, you know, he said when he made the stars come forth, a couple didn't. He said there was like a couple of like defiant stars, and that's kind of where they leave it, but I wonder what and how and like why. Why do you mean that the stars, like, some stars said no when he said let there be light, and it said like he cast them, he did something with them.
Dang.
But that blew my mind. I was like, how and what?
I never heard of that. Our but stars. Like I heard of the Book of Enoch, but I never read it. And that's, I like how you said that, because you know who the star, or was it the angel of light was, right?
Of light,
the angel of light was the devil before he was the devil.
Oh yeah. Lucifer means morning star.
Right, morning star. He was the angel of light or something like that. So like maybe that's what they meant by, because maybe the stars are angels. Maybe that's what they are, like on the inside.
Wow. Or that's just how we appear. Or that's just how we view them.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's weird because like I've seen like amateur video of like through a telescope and them actually looking at a star, but it's like it looks weird. It's like light, and it's, or not just a star, even planets too. Like they're like light balls, and they're just like, I don't know. It's like, how do they even see that? Because like in NASA photos, they're always clear as fuck, but like they're obviously not doing it through a telescope. They're doing,
yeah, and it's not a...
It's a satellite picture, so it's not through the fucking atmosphere. Maybe that's why it looks all distorted and shit.
I guess that could be, huh?
I don't know.
And it's gotta be just the effects of fucking light and space and time. Like,
yeah.
Viewing.
Yeah, something like that.
Through an amateur telescope, you know?
I just think that the way they say it, because like most of these amateur videos are flat earthers, and they're like, the stars and the planets are... Not actually stars and planets, of course. You know, the whole idea of space not being really space is what the mainstream has us believe.
Okay, so what is actually out there then?
I don't know. Apparently they're like angels, and they're like, you know, just watching over us and stuff. And like, I don't know. It's magical to believe something like that. I think in a way, it's like you want to believe in magic. But you know that magic is bullshit, because, like, a fucking magician is not necessarily a magician, he's a, what do they call him?
Yeah, he's an illusionist. An
illusionist, yeah, exactly. So.
An illusion, huh?
Maybe it is. Everything's an illusion.
I guess that's true.
Huh? We're in the Matrix. But why? But
why? It is an illusion. Wake up, people.
For real, man. Like, I don't know.
I need to wake up.
Yeah.
I didn't drink enough. I feel better.
Well, that's good.
I was freaking out. Let's see, right? What else is on the... the agenda. Oh, my sticker fell.
Microphones.
Oh, yeah.
Which ones are actually listening?
And, like, what things can have microphones that we didn't think is fucking bug, you know? Like, I bet you if it says China on it, it could literally be anything. Like, if you bought a vacuum, it doesn't have to have, you know... A traditional microphone, so to say. It might have the components to pick up vibrational sounds, and they can still just, you know, interpret what the hell he said.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of, like, The Dark Knight. Remember when he has that stuff, but they use sound to... I bet they do that.
See, something like that even, right? And that was how long ago already? Dude, yeah. There's no telling. You know how many people have smart TVs now? Those really don't turn off unless you unplug them, you know?
Yeah. Everything that has a microphone or a microchip, I bet, can be tapped into.
Yup.
And realistically, like, I don't give a shit. Like, if they're listening to me, go ahead. You know? Like, I have nothing to hide. Fuck.
And also, what would they gain, you know, like, out of listening to the most mundane shit? If they are, you know?
I mean, there are certain algorithms that trigger words, or certain words trigger, or whatever, you know? At least that's what I would assume.
Yeah, definitely, you know, there's, typing or searching something out, for sure. Yeah. They pick up on certain things.
Yeah. But they know, like, who's bad, or who's, like, gonna do shit and who isn't, for the most part, I would assume. Like, if they are listening, then they're like, oh, these guys aren't gonna do shit. They're just talking, you know, like, and that's true, we are. We're just talking, we're not gonna do shit. I'm not gonna fucking... be a terrorist or do a terrorist act.
Those are the trigger words.
Exactly. That's why I said I'm not going to do that. Oh, what do you say not, though? What do you really mean?
You got to read between the lines.
Yeah, really?
I start pulling some of that shit.
I don't know. Like, there's another movie called The Circle. They're like, their idea is like, if everybody was under surveillance as far as like cameras and microphones and all that shit, like, you wouldn't have anything to hide, and so you generally want to be a better person and do better things because you're constantly being watched.
And to a point, that's true.
So do you think that, like, people would generally be better?
Because,
I don't know.
I don't know, because I feel like our people would first go through the we have guns and we'll use them phase.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I just don't see it getting past that, so I don't know.
I know, that is weird, but, like, say they did come out and they're like, oh, we have all these devices that can, we see you all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter to us as long as you're not, a, you know, going to go out and do some crazy shit.
Man, I would like to think it would, yeah. But, man, maybe it might have the complete opposite with a certain group of people, you know? Where they want to do the public, crazy public torture shit and like, weird ass shit like that, you know?
Yeah, you think they, like, if they admitted it, like, do you think they would let people watch it? You know, like, it'd be, like, the ultimate, like, TV show where you could just watch anybody at any time. Fuck. That'd be the ultimate reality TV show.
Yeah, the fucking Truman Show and shit. Sounds yeah. like some Purge stuff, too.
It does, kind of.
The but, Purgeman Show.
But, like, you only purge people that do bad things. And then, like, say your camera's off, you're obviously doing something fucking bad. Or you're, you know, like, I don't know. Like, it could detect when you're doing something bad. And then, like, if you are, then you have, every human or citizen has a right to go hunt that motherfucker down.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be the ultimate.
With what proof though?
Right.
Just like, oh, his camera's off. Fucking yeah. kill him.
Or not just that. Like the sensors are going off. Like he's heart, their heart rate's up, and like there's another human around them, and now that other human's detector's dead or something like that. You know oh. what I mean? Like
okay,
something like that.
Something like that. Okay.
It'd be very precise, and it'd be like judge, no jury. Just like you're evil, you're dead.
Damn. That's rough. That's like fair.
It kind of reminds me of like Minority Report.
You know? Oh, yeah.
But not necessarily like future stuff, like where you read the future. It's just when something bad happens, it triggers your sensors. It's so, like everybody would have to be born with a fucking sensor.
Right. I can see that though. Yeah, at birth, implant it. It'll be standard with all your shots, things like yeah. that.
Yeah. And your IDs and everything. You know, if you want, if people still need IDs, I guess. We were talking earlier, not having IDs, but like. I don't know.
Sounds like it'd be the barcode stuff.
Kinda, yeah.
The mark of the beast.
But you know what? People said that about, like, music and, like, the first fork. They said it was the beast. Like, I don't know. At least that's what I heard about something like that. Like, all that stuff's a tool of the devil.
Oh, it's my
like,
gosh. Really? That's what yeah, they said like, about the fork, too.
You know what, though? Like, in every other, like, depiction of the serpent means knowledge.
Hmm.
So, like, we had to eat from the fruit if people wanted to say that. Because, like, how else are we going to gain this knowledge? And don't you think God, if it's God's plan, it happened that way? So, like, can't you just accept that we're supposed to have this knowledge and supposed to learn all this stuff?
I've never thought of it like that.
You know, I'm not trying to dog on religion. I'm just saying, like, that's what God wants us to have. God wants us to learn all this stuff. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been part of his plan for us to do all this stuff.
Then why did he like specifically say in the Bible just don't eat from that fruit?
Maybe that was back then. The tree of knowledge. You know, maybe it was a test. Like, are they gonna take the knowledge or are they not? You know, we don't know.
Very well, could have been a test. Okay. So yeah, you're saying yeah. that he intended?
Yeah, he knew it, that Adam or Eve was gonna eat it. Was gonna take the knowledge.
Hmm.
It wouldn't have been part of his plan if it wasn't.
That's true, I suppose, huh?
So, hopefully that can, like, lay to rest. No.
Hey, I like that.
I'll have to bring that up. Yeah, yeah.
That's not bad. Not a bad way of thinking about it.
You know, that's what, like, I get it. Like, people say in the Bible, you're not allowed to change it. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to add to it. But what have they been doing? They've been adding to it. They've been taking stuff away. All these books that are supposed to be in the Bible, they took it away.
Did they take away a lot?
Yeah. They were talking about the book of Enoch. Why did they take that away? You know? Because they're talking about aliens and stuff and whatever.
And they consider it a non... There's a certain word for it, like... Yeah, it's non-biblical script.
Right. But if it was part of the original Bible, why is it non-biblical? You know what I mean? Like, even the book of Jesus and the book of Mary, they took those out too.
I think the Catholic Bibles, some of them have some of the other weird ones in there.
They do. They have some of them, but not...
And then, yeah, and the Christian Bible has none, and then some other versions have different... But yeah. How many books did and when and where did the first Bible, you know, like, that's also, you know, how far, how many books were actually in, like, the first fucking Bible?
Do you know why they took those books from the Bible? Well, neither do we. So, tune in next week, and we probably still won't know why.